fun with our music this morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. I was trying to cover an event coming up that I wanted to invite y'all to, and I was a little bit tight on time there, so let me repeat it. Saturday, August 19th at the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale, we're going to be having the Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation's Hall of Fame induction. And we've got some, we've got Steve Hirsch, we've got Larry Voiles, the retiring director for Arizona Game and Fish, Gene Wilson, the writer for the Yuma Sun, outdoor writer for Yuma Sun, Steve Clark, founder of the Arizona Elk Society, and Warner Glenn, a rancher from Douglas, Arizona, who actually is a founder of the Malpai Borderlands Group, who's done some incredibly creative stuff on conservation ranching organization. It established a system of scientific-based management on more than 1 million acres of ranch land in southeast Arizona. So he'll be honored. I'll be doing the emceeing there. If you're interested in joining us for a ticket, we'd love to see you there at wildlifefortomorrow.org. All right? August 19th. Going to have us a good time.
That will be a good time. Hey, you know, I was really surprised to hear you call a dust storm by a different name. Because you usually don't do that.
No, I don't.
And so you got a text.
Yeah.
Rosie, please. It's a dust storm, not a haboob.
All right. In Arizona, we're going to call them dust storms. We're going to keep it that way.
That's right.
Very good. All right. Here at Rosie on the House, we do what we can to answer any questions. We've got open lines right now. If you want to sneak in before top of the hour, we can try and get your question answered real quick. We've got coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to go to the article that we write every week on our blog. You can get that sent to your email news box every week by going to Rosie on the House and subscribing. And we're going to be talking about 10 facts you need to know about water and or storm damage in, about, and around your house. And we pick these subjects weeks in advance and do the research on them. And I've got to believe that some of you probably incurred a little bit of damage in this last week's storm that kind of blew through Scottsdale. Actually had a, as I understand it, we actually had a tornado funnel cloud in South Phoenix, south of Phoenix. So had a lot of weather activity going on. We'll be talking about rain gutters, drainage problems, what do you do with existing leaks, roof damage, flood insurance. What will the insurance company cover and what won't they? If that tree falls on your house, will they cover that or won't they cover it? If the tree falls in your yard, will they cover that? Will they replace the tree? That's it. Will they? I don't know. But we'll find out at 10 o'clock hour. You know, a lot of the things we're doing right now, people always ask me, what do you see as the remodeling trends in the industry right now? And I'll be doing a bit of traveling here coming up in the fall. Fall's always one of our busiest times of year traveling. I've got to get to Austin for a little while. I'm going to be in Minneapolis for a week and D.C. for a while. And kind of polling and testing and talking to remodelers from all over the country. But to this day, here in Phoenix, for our little remodeling company, the thing that we are still being asked more than any other activity is, what can you do to come take a look at my house and advise me on how I can accommodate bringing mom or dad home? And we are taking backyard patios, we're taking large garages, we're taking the two hall bedrooms down the hall and converting them in to mother-in-law suites to bring mom and dad home. Number one request. I've never seen it at this pace, and I've been remodeling here in Arizona since the early 70s. The other thing we're doing a lot of is filling sunken living rooms. Boy, we built an awful lot of them back in the 70s and 80s and charged good money for them. I don't know where they got popular. I think it had to do, it started with a James Bond movie or something, but sunken living rooms. And we filled one in Moon Valley just day before yesterday. And next week, I'm going to go visit with a school teacher in Glendale, and she wants it, hers filled in as well. So pretty popular remodeling project right now. Do we want to try and sneak Dustin in? Okay, we've got one call that snuck in real quick. Let's see if we can get to him real quick. Good morning, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
What's your question, my friend?
Well, I got old tile in the kitchen and the bathroom, and I've seen some products where I guess we could paint it, so I was just kind of curious about your input on it.
All right, painting ceramic tile. There are various paint products out there that say they do a pretty good job. It all has to do with the prep. And in my experience, Dustin, it all has to do with the exposure to moisture. It will look good. It is certainly a lot cheaper and a lot less mess than replacing the ceramic tile. But I can tell you, if you're expecting it to be a permanent solution, you'll be disappointed. Will it make it look good for the next 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 years? It can, if you're very, very careful with it. So give it a try. Let me know what you think, how it turns out, and we get back in the 10 o'clock hour again. We'll be talking about 10 facts you need to know about water and or storm damage at your house. If you incurred any kind of damage in the storm, give us a ring. Let's see if we can talk you through how you can put it all back together in the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.